Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Natalie Pop.
That's how I found out that I was going to be up in the P-51 with Tom flying it.
In my head, like, seeing you around any guy bothers me.
How upset is Scott Disick right now?
Ooh. I'm not trying to be locked into nothing unless you're going to lock me in for life.
She's going to be by herself.
Shut the up!
We got to bring you in, girl.
I wasn't drunk at all.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, Kim Hunter. We're back.
Yes.
We're back.
Y'all ready to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready. I got my little drink.
Got your little drinky drink. Okay, let's do it. All right, you guys. How do you help a friend get over their most crippling fear? If you are Tom Cruise, you just go ahead and scare the shit out of them in a vintage fighter airplane. Now, Jennifer Connelly just shared her story on the Graham Norton Show.
Originally, when I signed on to do the movie, there was no flying for my character. And the plane, the P-51, it's like tiny. You're like, the top of the cockpit is right here. My knees are up against his back. And he's like, wow, have you ever been in a plane like this before? I was like, no, I haven't, Tom. It's amazing. He's like, ever done any aerobatic flying before? I was like, starting to get nervous. No. Why? Will I be doing so? Yeah, that's how I found out that I was going to be up in the P-51 with Tom flying it.
He's like, y'all have been pissed about this?
Yeah, because as soon as you get up there, you know that he was like, let me tell you about the thetas and how I can help your life a little
God.
Bit. He's like, I got her, guys. She's trapped in here.
Oh, no. You know my irrational fear is mayonnaise.
Well, that's right.
I have an irrational fear of mayonnaise. I hate it. I won't. Like, I hold my breath when I pass it in the grocery store. No. I hate it. It's disgusting.
Hold your breath when you pass it in the grocery store?
Like, and, like, I used to have to buy it when I was, like, in a relationship, and he liked mayonnaise.
Yes.
And it was, like, hard for me to buy it in the store.
What happened to you as a child with mayonnaise?
It's just disgusting. I think it's one of the most disgusting things around.
Mayonnaise,
did you lose
whip?
A fight to mayonnaise?
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I just hate it. This is disgusting.
What if the love of your life was like, look here, I'm going to put this mayonnaise on.
Oh, my God.
Body.
He wouldn't be the love of my life.
Oh, what?
No,
mayonnaise?
No, it's
Wait,
so
Hunter,
disgusting.
What's yours?
That an irrational fear.
Yes.
That I turn like my last birthday ever, nobody shows up.
What?
What? You are weird. I need
he's
you to get a little therapy
strange
on that.
Person.
So during the
Kim,
pandemic,
he's crazy.
No, he is crazy.
Yeah, he really
but
is.
But it does turn you on slightly. Hey.
No. Absolutely not. Let's move on. We have an advanced look at the new Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So in this clip, Scott is doing some major projecting and putting his jealousy on Kourtney.
I feel like it annoys me like when you flirt with this lifeguard.
I'm definitely not flirting with the lifeguard.
All right, maybe it's just in my head, like, seeing you around any guy bothers me.
Around another human that I'm not flirting with?
It hurt me when you were with somebody else. And, like, waking up to, like, looking at pictures of you and, like, with this guy you were dating. And, you know, it was just, like, unhealthy and, like, it just made me upset and sad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you tell an ex, like, seeing them with someone else bothered you?
Oh.
Would you be that transparent?
Absolutely.
You would?
Oh, I would say it bothers me and she's trash.
Ooh. Oh, you're dragging her too.
Oh yeah, then I pull up all the receipts. Look what she's been on the internet. Look at this one.
I'd be a hater. If all my exes ended up happy with somebody else, I'd be so happy.
You're such a liar.
I'd set them. Oh, are you kidding me?
You want your exes to be happy?
My current exes, yes. I don't know about the future. Like, my current exes, I'd be happy if they were in a relationship.
They're all exes. It doesn't matter if they're current or not.
No, but I have plenty of future exes.
Oh, my God.
I also find it so funny that this season was filmed however many months ago, or years ago, 1 year ago probably. How upset is Scott Disick right now that she's deep-throating Travis Barker's
fingers? That part. Yeah. Like, she turned it up with Travis because she wasn't doing this with her other ex.
No.
She gone, honey. The way she acted with Travis.
I wish a man could hold me forever. Like, oh, sorry.
She's gone forever.
That could also end, though, that relationship. Travis and Courtney.
Oh, yeah, it could burn out, but she's still gone. There's a certain type of man that once you deal with him, you don't go back to what you used to deal with.
No.
He sets the standard for how you move forward.
Absolutely.
You see,
because then every man after that, you compare him to that one.
You got to step your game up.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe you don't have a Bentley.
All right, we got to move on. Let's talk about Keke Palmer because she has a message to all of the men that are trying to be her man. Now, she is not about that girlfriend, boyfriend life. It's either marriage or a friendship.
Dudes be like, I want you to be my girlfriend, but are you going to marry me? Are we ready to take it somewhere out of kid world? Because I'm not trying to be locked into nothing unless you gonna lock me in for life. Because we can just be friends and kick it till you ready to go.
Okay, no middle ground. So, do you guys agree with this? Like, you're just...
She gonna be me.
That's you?
That was me. I can see all
when
that.
When you were younger.
No, that's... That she gonna be by herself. You talk like that on Instagram, the men are like, ugh.
You think so?
Yeah, they're talking...
But wouldn't men be attracted to the fact that she's saying, we can either be friends or married?
Well, some men are like, well, how am I going to get to know you?
Yeah.
Friends, but it's a tough
See, this is a weird thing because I've heard people say,
no, she'll get married with pictures like that. I'm sorry, I don't have pictures like that.
Okay, she's got some good pictures. Yeah, I think it's a great thing to say when you're single. You know, when you're single, you say a lot of let her find somebody that she's super into, that she likes, that she don't want nobody else with. She gonna claim him as her man.
Oh, she gonna say, oh, we're dating.
She's gonna say, this is my man. I was just playing.
Right, that
you
was
know,
for TikTok.
Because her man that she's been linked to now is fine. So, Keke, if he available, girl, let me know, because I'll be up in the DM quick.
Like my big brother always says, you put the crumb on the table, and then you snatch it off.
How do you do that?
You never give him the whole crumb.
Well, what do you mean? How do you do
it? It's just a crumb.
Well, you know, it's just a crumb because men are hunters. They love to hunt. They don't want you to give it to him because then it's all over. They got it.
Well, what do you give that you take away is what I'm asking.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Just a little tape.
Just a little tape?
Yeah. Just a little
tape. Take it away.
I'm busy. Okay.
She's busy. Okay, now we learning from the queen. Okay, you guys, it is official. It is Thigh Guy summer, okay? Milo Ventimiglia was spotted in some very short shorts. Once again, he's got some thighs on him. Wow, remember last week he did the same thing? The internet went really hard for him. Are we here for these thighs? He looks good.
Yeah.
I would like a little tan on it, but it's nice. I just like...
Wow, those are some defined legs.
Yeah,
he's big legs.
He's definitely doing some pushes, a weight push. I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, weight push is what it's called.
Weight pushes, you think that's what it's called? What's it called? Leg press,
squats.
You wear those short shorts?
I wear short shorts like that all the time.
No, you don't.
You don't see me in them. But he has them short because he's got literally like... the thighs that every guy kind of wants right now.
Oh,
so he's showing off.
He's showing off. But also, this is the first time I've ever seen a guy and been like, hey, dude, don't skip arm day. You know? Like, he's putting a lot into the peloton.
Oh, you're such a hater.
He's putting a lot into the peloton.
You a hater!
And I just want
nobody's looking at his arms, number one. I didn't even think about... Let me see this picture again.
That's almost a backwards prison body. You know, usually...
I didn't even notice the arms.
Exactly.
I mean, the arms are a little
smaller. Exactly. The arms.
But I'm glad that they look good right there.
Yeah, that looks good.
Some people have bigger muscles, and he might not even work his legs out more than the average person.
You get this jealousy thing with other fit men that's so weird. He gets, like, jealous. It's so weird.
Nina, are you going to tell me that some people are not born with more defined features?
I don't care about the facts.
That other people are. Because I, for one, don't have big thighs, personally, or like a big chest. That's not something I have.
You don't have a lot of things that are big. Let's move on and talk. Let's go to the break.
Hunter,
we're coming up.
How did she know, though?
Welcome to Coming Up, Divorce Chips Expose an Affair. That's next.
How did she know?
Oh, Hunter!
Thank you so much for putting up that photo. Yes. I don't know why you had that.
It's Photoshop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We know you like to stay up late to watch us, but our producers, they go to bed early so they can find the weirdest moments on daytime TV. So it is time for Say What? All right, so first up, Maury never fails to deliver with the dating drama. So Ashley says her boyfriend Andre is using the backseat of his taxi to cheat on her. He denies it, but apparently it didn't pass the smell test.
Ashley thinks that Andre is using the backseat of the taxi as a sex den to cheat with passengers. You even went into his cab.
I went into his cab and I searched the cab like I was a little hunting dog. I looked at everything. Everything,
Lori. How did it smell? Like a fresh cab?
It smelled like corn chips and her ass. It was fake. It was fake.
She says your cab smells funny.
I eat Frito-Lay's corn chip, Lori.
Her ass is corn chip.
I eat Frito-Lay's corn chip.
During your relationship with Ashley, have you had sexual intercourse with any of your customers? You said no. The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I can't. How does he drive with that tall thing on his head?
Maybe this was just for the show.
Okay.
Because they can lay flat. So maybe it was just for the show.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about this cab, though. He was lying according to the lie detector test, but aren't all cabs a little stank-a-dank?
They all smell like corn chips and ass. Every cab smells like that.
Are people still taking taxis?
There's so many asses on that seat. And if you have fabric, but he has leather.
Yeah.
He's never cleaned it. Ooh.
I've been in an Uber once where the guy's girlfriend was in the Uber.
What?
I've been in an Uber where the guy's girlfriend was in there because she wanted to make sure he wasn't cheating when he was on his route.
No.
Swear.
And you knew this and she told
you? She said, I said, because I thought it was an extra person. And he was like, this is my girlfriend. She likes to come on the ride sometimes. She was like, yeah, girl, he be cheating. I was like, I'm just trying to get to the store. So whatever y'all got going on, but it was like riding. I'm like, girl, if you got to do all this, go spend your spare time with him at his job.
At his job.
It's time to cut it.
Yes. Have you ever done it in the cab? Or an Uber?
What?
Huh? Have you ever done it in a car? Well, let's get down to it.
Actually, let's get down to it. Have you ever done it in the cab or in the car?
A limo.
Have you?
Any car. Don't try to turn it back around.
Never.
What about the back of a U-Haul truck?
A U-Haul?
Huh?
Oh, that's real specific. That's real specific, Kim. A U-Haul. You was on your way to your new house smashing the movers or something?
The bed was back there, technically, so it's not too crazy.
The bed was
interesting. Yeah. All right, we all lead very interesting lives. Okay, moving on. We all know Family Feud can get a little racy for a family show, but we're questioning women's expectations now when it comes to their man's ass, because take a look at this category.
Squeeze your man's bottom and give me a word starting with S that describes it.
Squishy.
Michael, we talked to 100 women. Squeeze your man's bottom. Give me a word starting with S that describes it.
Saggy.
Saggy.
Soft.
Soft.
Saggy's up.
Saggy's bad.
I mean, it starts with an S. There's like, give me a word that starts with S to describe man's ass right now.
Huh?
See?
Sanctified.
Oh.
There's a sanctified booty somewhere. Praise sanctified. The Lord.
Nina's special.
Oh.
Excuse special. Me. I didn't say my ass.
Superb, Nina's.
Superb.
Why do you keep saying Nina's? Why do you still say ass?
Fine. Any ass but specifically.
Okay, goodbye. First of all, can I just say I'm obsessed with Family Feud. This is like my wind down show. So yes. When I have like really stressful days, I watch this so I can yell at all the contestants. And I think I'll do better than all of them. I'm obsessed with this show. So we should try to go on.
Yes.
That's, I think we absolutely can get on. Can we not get on the show?
I don't know, but maybe we could just go drive up and just wait outside. And maybe if somebody cancels, we could take their spot.
We could do Daily Pop versus Nightly Pop.
Oh, that would be fun.
That's I like that.
That would be good.
We'll destroy those.
Am I right? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. All right. And this local news story from Arizona is a little messed up. So the reporters at KCTV took the story of a woman's tires being slashed very seriously. But the victim had a good laugh about it, probably because the suspect left behind a major piece of evidence.
My husband says there's a finger in the driveway. And oh, by the way, you have two flat tires.
You heard that right. That woman in Maricopa woke up to find the tires on her car slashed and a gruesome clue that could point directly to the vandal. We're talking about, it's blurred here, but there's a finger there.
Literally been laughing all day because if I don't, I think I might cry.
The truck belongs to former volunteer firefighter and EMT Francesca Wyckoff, so she has the stomach for this sort of thing from her previous work experience.
You would think if you're gonna go to the hospital, especially if you just sever your finger off, that you would take said finger with you.
Have you guys ever seen karma hit back this quick?
No, that was fast.
That's brilliant.
Wow. But how do you, you gotta be on some kind of drugs to leave your finger.
Can you imagine like how aggressively you have to be slashing a tire to cut your own finger off? How does that even happen?
The only thing that I think could have happened, because leaving your finger there, I think we all know if you cut off your finger,
you take it,
put it in ice, bring it to the hospital with you, because they could actually sew it back on a lot of the time and like it could be a fully functioning finger. The only thing that could have happened is it could have been at night.
Okay.
Could have cut the finger off and there was no lights, but when she went to open her phone or whoever slashed the tires, it was the fingerprint one that she lost.
Oh,
so she couldn't turn
gosh,
the iPhone light on to find the finger.
You really
so
thought
she had
of this
to leave.
Whole story. This is the crazy part. They actually think it's a male neighbor.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. So that gives a whole new plot twist to the situation.
Oh.
Slashing, I think it was slashing the second tire. That's aggressive. You only need to slash one tire. Their day's
Yeah.
The second tire is aggressive.
Yeah.
Which probably
and you
means-
know what? You're not that if you have like, you know, roadside assistance. It's like, you know, it's not even that big of an inconvenience anymore to slash a tire.
Oh, so don't do that anymore? Oh, I mean,
take that off the list.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're taking that off the list. We gotta take another break. But up next, Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House is here, and we are getting all the dirt on her exes, plus an exclusive look at this week's insane finale. You don't want to miss it.
Water.
I'm sorry, what? I mean, why is it that you're so boring?
Well, f*** you.
This is how you're acting? Can you expect me to propose to you?
Are you kidding me?
Shut the f*** up! Lindsay went from zero to f*** off in a few seconds, you guys. That is a sneak peek at this Thursday's Summer House finale on Bravo. Lindsay, okay, we gotta bring you in, girl.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us, first of all.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't drunk at all in that moment. Not me.
So wait, what happened? Because on last week's show, you wanted Stephen to like make a baby with you and put a ring on it. Now you're telling him to go to hell, girl. What's going on?
Yeah, that was the sort of the nature of our relationship. I mean, that was our second to last night in the house. And I just wanted to have fun and enjoy my friendships and fall over and be drunk. And you know, I don't think that he really understood that sort of lifestyle. And I was like, dude, stop controlling me. Like, just have fun. You're so boring.
Okay, so have you guys hooked up since the breakup? That's my question.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple of oopsies. I think that's a typical, normal thing to do.
I'm sorry that we're starting off so personal. That's what Nina does.
What do you mean? It's a reality
show. I'm used
to it. We get personal. That's what we do.
Anyway, if you had to be in a throuple with any celebrity couple out there, who would you pick?
A 100% Chris Hemsworth and Elsa Pataki.
Oh, that's a good one. I have another question, actually, since we're speaking of famous people. Who is the most famous person to slide in your DMs?
Oh my gosh. You know, it was before I was actually on TV. I was a publicist in LA. I was just talking to Hunter about this. And I've gotten a lot of inquiries from, you know, my PR days. I would say Jamie Foxx was probably the number one who.
Wow. That's
and I a just great was like,
one.
No.
That's a
yeah,
good
I would
one.
Rather
yeah.
just be friends.
And he was like, I would not.
I love it.
I'm going to ask a very generic question, something you might hear on like Good Day LA. Which of your Summer House co-stars do you think has the smallest penis?
Oh.
This is so unfair. I mean, listen, like Carl is the biggest guy in the house. So I would imagine maybe he is probably the biggest down there.
I don't think that means anything. That can be a facade. That can be a facade sometimes.
Well, listen, okay, season 4, I might have, you know, got a little handsy with Carl. So
okay, so that's
there's a little experience there.
Okay, so Carl's the biggest. Who's the smallest?
Well, I mean, listen, I have never seen Kyle's penis, but it's been talked about quite a bit, especially on this season where, you know, Carl and Amanda are always like, your penis is so small. Oh, so I'm just going
Kyle.
Based off, you
poor
know,
baby.
I know, poor Kyle.
Also, with a name like
I know,
Kyle,
gotta love the guy.
Small. Kyle's a small penis. Man.
Oh my gosh. Nothing like Hunter, apparently. All
I
right,
cannot. I always wonder that with a name like Hunter, like you're either a douchebag or like you're a really good guy. So which one is it?
It could be both. It could honestly
well, girl,
be right
depends
down
on
the
who you ask.
It's right down the
it
middle.
It depends on the time of the day.
If you had to get back together with an ex or a former hookup from the show, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I would probably say Carl. Carl and I live in the same building. We are very, very close. We have the same sense of humor and Ooh. We just get each other. Yeah.
It sounds like
so,
there might be something going on then.
Yeah.
Y'all live in the
I
same
know,
building,
everyone,
girl.
Yeah, it's like summer house during the fall, winter, spring. Yeah, we just like we really get along and we're super, super close. And a lot of people are shipping us just like they did in, you know, season 4, or, you know, the summer of 2019. But yeah, it would be him. But I think we're both better as friends and we both agree on that.
Big
so
old
cute.
Carl. We love this. We love Carl.
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated having you today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. All right, we got to get Kim back out here and you can see her on HBO Max's Made for Love. You're such a superstar.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night. Set your DVRs.
Bye-bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.